Let's do this.
Nicholson and Dustin Hoffman, Meryl Streep and Uma Thurman, Adam Sandler, Robin Williams, Harvey Keitel and Paul Newman, John Travolta, Al Pacino, Sharon, Quentin Tarantino. Now it's time for Movie Talk again.
There's movie analyst Shane A. Bassett. Very good morning to you, Shane A. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt, man. I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Great to catch up with you, mate. How was Rooster?
It was very easygoing. I went to the beach, watched a few movies, didn't do much, a rare few days off.
There we go, mate. Terrific stuff. Always good to have a four-day weekend. Now, look, notorious Marlon Brando would have turned 100 this week.
Yeah, April the 3rd, he would have turned 100 years old. He passed away 20 years ago. He was 80. But it's just worth mentioning because he's one of the all-time great actors that just don't exist anymore. You just got to watch The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, Streetcar Named Desire. That's just to name a few. He did it his own way. Even when he got older, he had an Australian connection. He came to Queensland and made a movie called The Island of Dr. Moreau. There was a lot of things that happened on that set, not good things, but he managed to pull off the character of Dr. Moreau very well, and I recommend it.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Now, The First Omen is screening at Wallace Cinema.
Now, I like my scary movies, and it takes a lot for me to jump. And this one, well, I was terrified. It's excellent. It's a prequel to the classic 70s movie with Gregory Peck, The Omen, which, of course, had sequels. It even had a TV show, Damien, The Omen, you know. But this one, set way before the Gregory Peck original version, is so good. It is just all about how it began. Bill Nye is in it. He's always good. You've got Charles Dance as well, among others. Highly recommended. But if you're going into it thinking it's just another scary movie, it's a lot more terrifying than that.
As we know, Anzac Day is just around the corner. Before Dawn is screening at Wallace Cinema.
It is. Very lucky to have it on the big screen. Now, Anzac Day is a couple few weeks away, and we'll talk about some, you know, great Anzac Day movies when we get closer, like Gallipoli and The Water Diviner and so forth. But this one is based on real-life war diaries. That's about a young man who worked at a sheep farm in Western Australia in the outback, and he leaves his family, goes to World War One in the trenches on the Western Front, and, you know, things aren't great there. So he grows up very fast. But he's part of what's called the Battle of Hindenburg Line, which was one of Australia's greatest victories, actually, a military victory that I didn't know much about. So good movie if you get a chance to watch it before Dawn. But, of course, it's about war, so very sad as well.
I can imagine. Also, Colin Farrell. I'm a big fan of Colin Farrell. Sugar on Apple TV Plus, which is a series.
Yeah, this should have been a movie. I think it would have made a good movie, but it's actually a series. He plays a private investigator. He's cruising around Hollywood in his convertible car, and he does his jobs and finds missing people. That's his expertise. And he's booked in to uncover some mysteries about a missing grandchild of a very famous Hollywood producer. And it takes him down a rabbit hole of some intrigue and things that I won't mention here because it'll spoil it. But if you like a good murder mystery, police detective kind of show, check out Sugar.
I like Colin Farrell in the movie Miami Vice because I was a big fan of Miami Vice with Don Johnson and also Philip Michael Thomas back in the day, mate. And that's a fantastic movie, but he's been in some great movies, Colin Farrell, hasn't he?
Colin Farrell's been around a while now, Irish actor, but he's done some really good movies. And in this show, well, he just keeps on getting better, I reckon.
SWAT was another good one, which I really enjoyed with Colin Farrell.
Yeah, that was good too. Had Samuel L. Jackson and Jeremy Renner in it. Yeah, that was a good action movie, SWAT.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Great to catch up with you, Shane. Thank you so much for your time, as always. We'll catch up again next week.
No worries, Matt, man, and have a great day, everyone.